39.
Hey, it's a little too early for being that loud. Hey, too late. It's 0600. What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early.
Are you ready?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show.
People are waiting. The whole world is waiting.
How you doing?
Turn it up!
Look, we're a little busy this morning, Colonel. What can I do for you?
I've come to get my boy.
Good morning, Mary Sunshine. And how are we today?
Good morning!
Guess who got out of the wrong side of the bed this morning?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Morning, sports fans. Glad to have you with us for the Monday edition of the Mickey Plyler Show. Monday, January 7th, 2018. When you look at that date, you knew it was a national championship date. Now, we didn't know Clemson would be playing in it for a long time, but we now know. National championship preview show starting today. Josh Williams joins us at 7:05 this morning. Looking forward to that, hearing what Vegas says. Oh, by the way, Vegas down to 4.5 to 5 to 5.5, depending on where you're looking there. Clemson and Alabama, 8:17 Eastern time from Santa Clara, California, Levi's Stadium. We'll talk an awful lot about that game. Zach and I, in the final segment of our second hour, are going to go over the last three games, give you some stats coming out of that, some feelings going in, some storylines of those three games, really how you felt going into it, how you felt coming out of it. So a lot to do as far as that is concerned. We'll also review the weekend. Six University of Georgia players, juniors on offense, either transfer out of the program or go to the NFL early. We can review the Under Armour All-American game. We can review the Clemson-Duke basketball game. Duke wins 87-68. I also have other college basketball scores for you. We can go over the NFL from this weekend. Eagles beat the Bears on a double doink last night in Chicago. Now they go to New Orleans on Sunday. Dallas held on against Seattle, 24-22. They go to L.A. to face the Rams on Saturday. AFC, Indianapolis goes to Houston and wins 21-7. They'll get Kansas City on Saturday at 4:30. And then the Chargers went to Baltimore and won. They have the Patriots coming up now at 1:05 on Sunday. So three visiting teams win in the NFL this weekend. First calendar event of their first event of this calendar year at the PGA Tour, and Xander Schauffele wins the Tournament of Champions title out that way. The Big Ten is pushing for a review of the college football playoff system. No surprise there. I have a list of more juniors that are leaving early. No major surprise of the weekend. A couple guys will give you an idea of that coming out. We have a weather report from Santa Clara. We'll get to that a little bit. And a thought about if you're going to beat Bama, one thing you have to do. We'll get to that as the show goes on. The producer of the show, the engineer of the show, the oil that stirs the pot, Mr. 24 in the Twitter world, once and maybe again someday, the owner of our fairly new mattress from the house in Box Springs, Mr. Zach Orr. Yeah, well.
Good morning, Mickey. Happy National Championship Monday to you, sir.
How about that?
How about that?
This is what it's all about, buddy. This is fun.
I mean, this is it, huh?
And since you're going out there, you might as well go ahead and win the thing.
If it's not too much trouble, I wouldn't mind it.
Just go ahead and win it.
Would not mind it one bit.
You can owe me a little bit because my attitude is, man, you know what? All this is gravy now. And I want to win just as bad.
I ain't going into the game tonight with that attitude.
No, you want to win.
Mm.
You are in it to win it.
I couldn't sleep last night. I'm very excited this morning.
Means you'll nap a little bit today sometime, right?
I mean, I'm sure there'll be a crash at some point in time, but I'm not going to crash during the show. I don't drink coffee, but I stopped this morning and got one of these Frappuccino nonsense from Starbucks.
Tall skinny latte.
Yeah. Venti.
Yeah.
And we're excited to be here this morning. Just looking forward to this game. I wish they would spot the ball in about 20 minutes.
Jumping out of your skin.
You know, we can just give you a little play-by-play here on CCP.
I'm with you, brother. I am with you. What'd you do this weekend besides coming to my house last night with Caleb?
Yeah, we stopped by. Thanks again. That was nice. Yeah, good to see Meredith always. Happy we didn't hit the whole pup with the truck last night.
That was good.
As he ran out to greet us.
He was wanting to see Zach. I told him you were coming the whole day, and he's like, oh my God, Zach's coming.
He was just a big fan. He clearly never gets enough attention. I always have to pet him and rub his belly when I'm there because mom and dad don't pay enough attention to him, of course. Yesterday was women's basketball.
Great win.
Got a nice win over Virginia. Yeah. First ACC win for Amanda Butler. Congratulations to her. Saturday, we had the Duke game, and that didn't go as well for the men's team.
First half did. Second half did.
Yeah, didn't go well in the second half. But other than that, it was just basketball and around the house and just getting ready for today.
All right, you come back to work this afternoon at, my Eastern and Pacific Coast times are messed up.
So we're going to do everything in East Coast time.
Okay.
I'll do the show. We'll be off at 9.
Right.
And I'll go home for a while. I'll be back at 4. And we'll go on air at 5 for a show with Yannity and Childress and Naja Dial. And we'll have that from 5 to 7. And then Don goes on from 7 to 8. And at 8:15, we kick off the game tonight against the Alabama Crimson Tide. Of course, you can hear Sky Reimer and Kelly Gramlich all before that, starting at, 2 o'clock? 2 to 5? 2 to 5.
Yes. Which is going to be a lot of fun, man. Looking forward to it.
Got all kinds of stuff lined up for you today. It's us, then it's Sinkoff.
Yeah.
And then we're going to take a two-hour little siesta there, two-hour break, because they didn't want to...
Are you working Sinkoff's show?
No. Okay. John Haidt, I believe, will be on Sinkoff's show, because upper management's out there.
Now, I will tell you this. Kelly Gramlich's coming in for the final hour today.
KG will be with us, yes.
Yeah, because I got to get out of here. You got to catch a bird. And so we'll do that a little bit. Oh, I've got some stuff for you, buddy.
Mm.
I'm going to make you mad. I did a show in New Orleans last night. And interesting thoughts there.
Did you?
Yeah. And then I talked to my sister last night. They're out in Santa Clara, San Jose. And I can't wait to tell you what the Bama fans told my little 8-year-old nephew. What one Bama fan told me.
Was it ugly?
Yeah. You're not going to like it. I'll do it in this segment.
Oh, no.
I don't want to take you off too much now.
Am I not? Am I not going to like it because it's hurtful towards her or him? Or am I not going to like it because it's the same narrative of, he's coming. When we want him, we're coming to get him.
Just hold off. Just hold off.
What'd you do yesterday besides this New Orleans show that's going to make me mad?
Church, great church service. We had friends over Saturday night, Friday night. What do we do? I don't know. I don't even know what I did Saturday. We cleaned up around the house, man. You saw my garage? Looked good. Got it all cleaned up. Did a bunch of house cleaning stuff and getting ready for the baby, moving stuff around, getting his nursery ready. So that was fun. Looking excited about that. You know, it's crazy. It's Clemson's playing a national championship game. It's not the most exciting thing going on right now. You know, it's crazy for me, but still, I'm excited, but getting ready for that little fella. So that was good. Weather, ready for a weather report for Santa Clara. Kickoff is at 5 o'clock their time. I know we're going to do everything Eastern time.
8:15.
Right. 58 degrees, cloudy, only a 5% chance of rain all the way through the game. 58, 57, 57, 57. So that's good. Can't beat that. And weather will not be a factor tonight. Now, the field conditions might, because it's a brand new grass. I don't anticipate any of them. But the brand new grass out there, you never know. Well, you always have to replace these new turfs out there. I don't understand all that, but you got to do that. But anyway, and the line in Vegas is, it went down to 4.5, now it's up to 5, maybe 5.5 is the place. It was up 6.5, down to 4.5, up to 5, 5.5. The public will bet it a bunch today. We'll see. Coming out of that one. You previewing our final segment, because I want to get to it a little bit later on.
Surely.
This one feels a little bit different than the previous three, but here's a big question for you. Do you look at this as Bama has a 2-1 lead and you want to get it 2-2, or you do look at this as in the national championship games, it's 1-1, and this is the rubber match for the national championship?
2-1.
2-1?
Yeah, because it's still the playoff.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
I agree with you. And as Dabo said, in order to make this rivalry, and it's a rivalry, but in order to make this rivalry, you got to win every once in a while.
You got to be competitive.
Yeah. I think anybody going into a series with Alabama, if you told every team in the country, hey, you've got a 4-game series with Alabama, going into it, you take one. You'd love to. So Clemson's got a chance to do that, you know, coming up tonight. So we'll see. All right, I'll go ahead and get these out of the way now.
What happened?
This is your segment, too.
Just what happened?
Well, I did a show last night.
What do you mean you did a show last night?
In Louisiana for New Orleans radio station.
You're a cross-country cat.
No.
Goodness gracious.
No, and the thing that I...
How long was the show? What segment? How many segments were you on?
I did two segments. I did 30 minutes with them.
Goodness gracious.
And it was a... and their accents are funny. They're good guys. Good show.
Got some Cajun accents down there?
Yeah, the one guy was a big Notre Dame fan. So he liked Notre Dame.
You hate to see that.
Yeah. The quarterback at Notre Dame.
You chirp him a little bit?
No, didn't. Didn't do it. Spent a lot of time on who Dabo Swinney is. But we got into the game itself and all this kind of stuff. One of the things we got into was it was an LSU fan, a Notre Dame fan, an Alabama fan that were hosting the thing. And they asked me about the ACC, SEC stuff. And you guys have heard me just say this a million times, but I made some points last night. Like, I watch Waffle House videos of Alabama fans spitting on LSU fans and getting in fights with them in Waffle Houses, right? You've seen those on YouTube,
oh, yeah.
Right? So there you got to pull from them. And so you go to their stadium, and they spit at you. And they steal your coach. LSU steals your coach. I mean, Alabama steals your coach. The guy that won the national championship.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go pull for him. And they go steal your players down there. Like they go recruit Louisiana really, really hard. And I said, guys, I got to tell you one thing, man.
Hey, so do we.
Well, yeah. Boy, they were mad about it. They got on Les Miles about ETN. They talked about that last night. But I said, guys, I got news for you. Clemson got two players this year in Putnam and Tyler Davis because they beat Florida State 59-10. The best thing that ever happened to LSU football is for Alabama to go on probation, Nick Saban leave and go back to Loserville where you can go back and win national championships again. That's when you're the best.
Mm-hmm.
Nick Saban comes in. He shut LSU down. And so we got into that a little bit. And I think I made some very valid points. And the other thing is in basketball, we don't say go Duke, go North Carolina around here. Go Louisville, go Syracuse around here. That doesn't happen. Go Virginia. We don't pull for them. So anyway, that was one thing. Then the other thing they brought up was Dabo leaving when it's all said and done. I made the point many times now that...
You don't follow legend.
You don't follow legend. And I think even bigger than that, the three most successful football coaches in Alabama history are...
In Alabama history?
Yep.
Saban?
Yep.
Bear?
Yep.
It's not Gene.
Gene Solomon, yeah.
Is it Gene?
The ones that we know. I mean, I don't know enough about Wallace Wade.
Yeah.
I don't know enough about those guys. But they were three stoic individuals, right?
Sure.
Dabo doesn't fit the Alabama. He's an Alabama guy, but he didn't fit the Alabama mold. And so he would have to change who he is, or he'd have to change who Alabama football is. And I think he loves Alabama football too much to go down there and think I might screw the thing up. I got to change those people. I don't want to do that. So there you have that. I don't think he's going. I know he's not following Saban, but I don't think he would go even after that. Finally, unless it was in the shambles and he came back and brought it back. Finally, Mr. O24.
Finally. Tell me about this guy.
My sister calls last night.
Where can I find him?
And in the hotel lobby, right when they're checking in, this 70-year-old Alabama fan comes up to my little 8-year-old nephew. And he said, son, do you know how many national championships Alabama's won? 17. What do you think about that? And she said, my little nephew looked at him like, what are you talking to me for?
Mm-hmm.
You know, kind of like putting him in his place a little bit, like, who are you? What are you doing? Kind of guy comes a little kid and says that. And then says, y'all just keep Dabo warm till we're ready for him to come home. And my son on the left goes, huh? Okay. All right, see you, bud. Have a good day. In kids' terms, my little nephew says, okay, cool. Hook him. But that's the attitude. That'd be the best win of all for Clemson, wouldn't it? For Dabo to turn down Alabama. That's better than a football game, isn't it?
What's an old man talking to an 8-year-old for?
Yeah.
About this game.
What my 8-year-old should have said was, sir, I'm going to get to watch the next 17 Clemson games, and chances are you'll be in the ground for about 15.
Oh, God.
Good luck with that cholesterol.
Jeez.
Good luck.
Woo!
Sir, I won't need any pills to keep my wife happy. Good luck with all that.
Dang. Yeah, I'm glad you weren't there.
Oh,
glad
man.
You weren't there.
That, very that good, man. Touché to me on that one. Huh?
Been one where Meredith yells at you for a little bit.
Yeah. Oh, she's listening right now. She'll get mad at you with her. No, man. But interesting, right?
Very interesting.
Yeah. So they are. Segment two, we're going to talk about.
Clemson and Bama, of course. It's game day, folks, and we're going to jump into it. And I would imagine these 2 hours that we have with the esteemed Mickey Plyler will fly by very quickly because we're going to talk a lot of it. Break down every aspect of this game and really jump into it.
I'm looking forward to it. Can't wait for that. Hey, First Class Halt is a great service. They service in Greenville and in Anderson. They service your Honda, your Acura, your Lexus, and your Toyota. These people are first class, says it about them. I love dealing with them. They have specials every month, and I just got these, the brand new January specials. Extreme Cold Weather Winter Service. Now, don't be stranded with freezing cold temperatures. Get ready for that. There's a 32-point safety inspection and everything they can do to your car to winterize it. Right now, only $69.95. How about $25 off brake pad replacement and rotation for front or rear? How about right now, any previously recommended flush service? How about $15 off? These are great specials. They have monthly specials. Get that work done with you. If you have a Honda, an Acura, a Lexus, or a Toyota at First Class Halt, check them out online, both in Greenville or in Anderson. It is firstclasshalt.com, H-E-L-T, firstclasshalt.com. We will take a short break. When we do, we'll come back. When we do come back, it'll be with Mr. Orr 24 in segment two right after this.
Book your next party at Carson Steakhouse in Anderson with a large private dining room to suit all of life's celebrations, corporate and social group events. Host a family or school reunion to remember. Book your reservation and they handle the rest. Double fried chicken wings, fresh baked yeast rolls, hand-cut steaks, grilled teriyaki salmon, and fresh strawberry shortcake, just to name a few delicious menu items. Make your reservation today. Call 226-9400. Again, that's 226-9400. Carson Steakhouse, Anderson.
Calling all superheroes. Do you wish there was a way to make extra money while helping others in need? Now is your chance. BioTest Plasma Center in Clemson is seeking plasma donors who will be compensated for their time and travel. New donors can earn $50 on each of their first five donations. Repeat donors earn up to $310 a month. Walk-ins welcome. Become a superhero and save lives. Schedule your appointment and get more info at BioTestPlasma.com. Again, that's BioTestPlasma.com.
In celebration of the Tigers making it to yet another national championship, delight your family with Clemson's best gourmet ice cream. You'll find it in four delicious flavors at area Ingles markets and select specialty food stores. And for a limited time only and while supplies last, you can purchase a special edition of Tiger Orange Vanilla by the case in 6-ounce cups weekdays at Newman Hall on campus from 9 until 2. Clemson's best gourmet ice cream, the perfect complement to another fantastic football season. Go Tigers!
New year, new carpets. Get your 2019 started off right with Zero Res because they clean with powered water. No soap, no residue, no harsh chemicals. Right now, get 3 rooms of carpet plus free hallway cleaned and sanitized for only $109 when you mention my name, Mickey Plyler. Book now by calling 558-7300 or visit ZeroResGreenville.com. Zero Res, spell it backwards or forwards, it's the right way to clean. And don't forget to ask about their air duct cleaning special.
Join Walt Deptula's Road Rage at Twin Peaks this Thursday for some awesome food, drinks, and of course the scenic views. Get sports delivered to you like only Walt can do. And enjoy the cold beer and the HD TVs live this Thursday at Twin Peaks on Woodruff Road.
Be sure to join Walt Deptula this Friday, January 11th at the TD Convention Center from 3 until 7 p.m. for the South Carolina International Auto Show. With more than 250 vehicles on display, come on out and enjoy Walt Live January 11th at the TD Convention Center.
Another year has come and gone, and if you are ready to ring in the new year with a new look, Urban Nirvana is the place to be. Their professional stylists can give you a look that makes you feel your best, and when you feel your best, you can tackle anything. The spa is the place to start your new year off with a kind of refreshing, relaxing rejuvenation that can change your outlook. Get ready for the new year with Urban Nirvana. Two locations, MacBee Station and the Shops at Greenridge, or online at urbannirvana.com.
Homeowners and landscapers choose EnviroMulch, a locally owned, environmentally friendly company. They supply quality organic mulches, soil, sand, and stone for every landscaping application, delivery, or pickup. Nobody beats their prices. EnviroMulchOnline.com.
Great road trips start at State Credit Union, where you'll enjoy having no car payments for up to 90 days. And with rates as low as 2.24% APR on new cars, this is a great time to buy. Plus, applying for your new car loan is fast and easy. Call, click, or stop by any of the 20 branches of State Credit Union today. Learn more online at scscu.com. That's scscu.com. State Credit Union, taking members where they want to go.
Certain terms and conditions apply. Rates, conditions, and programs are subject to change without notice. Equal housing lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
Whether you're looking for a rewarding career in healthcare, business, public service, manufacturing, or HVAC, Tri-County Technical College can put you on the pathway to success quickly. With campuses in Pendleton, Anderson, Easley, and Oconee, Tri-County Tech has the school and the location to make learning easier. Check out their website, tctc.edu, and get the answers for enrollment, academics, and so much more. Affordable education with limitless possibilities at Tri-County Technical College.
The Mickey Plyler Show
on 105.5 The Roar.
You do one thing when you wake up tomorrow. Bring it.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Hey, don't forget, men, I keep up with times of year by holidays. And so we finished Christmas and New Year. And now the very next one coming up is Valentine's Day. We got Groundhog Day. We don't buy gifts for Groundhog Day.
Speak for yourself.
What do you go get? A little...
stuffed groundhog.
Yeah, nice. Nice. Big deal at your house.
Give it to the dog. He chews on it.
Right. Gone in 2 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
See, tear up stuff like our dogs tear up stuff.
It takes him a couple months because he likes to preserve his toys.
He's a patient guy.
Yeah.
You taught him that.
Yeah.
Reach Jewelers, REEDS.com, upper level of the Haywood Mall, right in the middle of it all. Go by and see those great folks. Valentine's Day, I don't care what you're looking for. Something for him, something for her, his watch, her diamonds, her necklaces, her earrings, her bracelets. It is a great place. Make it the best ever. You know what? If you haven't wrapped that thing up yet, all the single ladies, go ahead and get the engagement ring. They'd love to do that. That's where I got married. Listen. She was kind enough to say yes to me after seeing that big old rock. Hey, these are friends of mine. Great friends at Reed's Jewelers, REEDS.com. Upper level of the Haywood Mall, right in the middle of it all.
Not a big deal.
I'm pushing the limits with her right now, but that's okay.
She can barely hold her hand up when you see her, right?
She's the one with the great big one bicep on her left arm.
Yeah, that thing's just weighing her down over there.
That's right. Satellite dish on the end of her finger.
She's going to need the day break from you.
No doubt.
You know what I mean?
No doubt.
She's going to need the day break. So we're going to jump into a little Clemson, Alabama talk in this segment.
Yeah,
segment two here.
Yeah.
Specifically what I want to talk about tonight, outside of the obvious stuff, points of the game and what it is, kind of matchups here. What's Clemson's biggest strength in this game? What's Alabama's biggest strength? And then the weaknesses for both teams. We talked at length last week, surprisingly, about how Clemson's special teams all around is statistically better than Alabama's.
It's crazy.
Which makes zero sense. And it is crazy, but that is the facts of the matter. Just the facts, ma'am. Sorry. And we'll leave that for what it was. You can go back and listen to that on our podcast, and I don't really want to drag that up again because I don't want to. It's special teams, and that's not fun to talk about. It's more fun to talk about offense and defense and these big old boys smacking each other on the line of scrimmage. But Clemson's strength in this game, Mickey Plyler, if you had to guess what Clemson's strength in this game was, what would you be inclined to say the Tigers have in a decided or even slight advantage over the Crimson Tide this evening?
I don't think there is a decided advantage anywhere.
On either side.
On either side.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think that we could go into a game thinking that any of these either of these teams could exploit something on the other side, but we could wake up tomorrow morning and couldn't do a show at 3 a.m. And say, you know what? We were wrong about that. They were very good. Because, look, they've both recruited so well. And so, right now, I think both secondaries are probably the weaknesses of these two teams. Would you agree with that?
Yes, I would agree with that.
So, I would think that would be the game plan for both these offenses to exploit these secondaries. But the pass rushes are good, and the bottom line is I think that we could come here and say tomorrow, man, boy, what a great play Kayvon Wallace or Trayvon Mullen or A.J. Terrell made, or what a great play that Savion Smith or Xavier McKinney made. You know, what a great play that Patrick Surtain Jr. made to win the game.
Deontay Thompson is
an unbelievable athlete. So going into it, I don't know of any exploitation of that, but these playmakers are so good, especially in the open field. It leverages you out so much pressure-wise. I don't know how you stop either team as well. I don't know.
It's crazy how many steps you can take off of your main point, right? So you say, well, the secondaries are the weaknesses of the team. They're going to attack the secondaries, both sides of both teams. And then you go, well, the pass rush for both teams is fantastic. Well, both quarterbacks can get the ball out quickly. Well, both defenses have the ability to run sideline to sideline.
Right.
Well, there's athletes on the side on each side of the offense that can make you look silly in space. And you can just keep going and going up that rungs of that ladder for seemingly endless amount of time. These teams, on paper, this is your dream matchup. This is it.
No, God's never made a perfect team.
No.
But these two teams have less weaknesses than any teams that we've seen recently, and that's why they've outscored their opponents mid-40s to teens. I mean, that's why that these games they played all year long aren't close.
Rightfully so, one of these two units is going to be the first team since, was it Yale or Princeton? Who was the team to go 15-0? Whatever it was in 1897.
Yeah.
Rightfully so, one of these teams is going to be the first one since those guys to do it and go 15-0. And be the first one in the modern football era, modern college football era, to do so. And the talent on just both these squads is just stupid. When they're interviewing Mickey Plyler for the 30 for 30, you know, 15 years from now, you're going to look back and look at these rosters and just go, well, I can't believe we watched that kind of talent on that field for that long at each of these schools and these matchups that we had and whatever it may be. It's just, it's so cool to see this culmination of these programs meeting again in the college football playoff. And I'm just so excited for tonight.
Well, think about it like this. I don't think that we will see this is not the end of Alabama Clemson. As I said last year, this is not Ali Frazier 3. This is Star Wars. You know, this is Celtics Lakers or Yankees Dodgers.
Yep.
I mean, how many times they face each other. And we're going to continue with this. This is not the end, man. They're, what gives you any kind of evidence to think if you're projecting forward with Tua and the way Alabama recruits and Lawrence and the way Clemson recruits that this won't happen again and again and again?
I mean, right now it seems like an endless cycle. And if you're a Clemson or an Alabama fan, I think Dabo spoke about this yesterday during some press availability. You know, he's not going to apologize for having the team here again in this situation, having the team prepared and ready to play this game again and being one of the best in the country. And he said Nick Saban's not going to apologize either. This is just the culmination of hard work, determination, and preparation. And it's just, it is what it is. I don't believe in Alabama Clemson fatigue, and maybe I'm wrong. Maybe there's nobody in the stadium tonight. Maybe the TV ratings are the worst in history, but I don't foresee that being the case. And it's going to be a matchup tonight that in all likelihood is one for the ages.
I don't care what people think about the game. I care
a little bit.
Here's one thing, Zach. That first Alabama Clemson game, I felt like that it was about building your program and about your brand. And I felt like Clemson kind of needed it to say, hey, we've arrived at this level. The second national championship, actually, but the game in Tampa kind of did that for you. You know, last year without your best team, those weren't the two best teams either one of these two teams have had. Matter of fact, I think last year's Alabama national championship team was the worst of the four teams in this. Both those teams were the worst of the four teams in this setup, right?
Yes.
And they won a national championship with their worst of the four teams. That's a big compliment. But my point now is that, like, a little bit of you 4 years ago cared what people thought, and you wanted respect. You wanted people to like your program. You wanted people to think you're on that stage and talk about elite. We've gotten past that now where it really, truly, I don't need you to think that we're great. I know that we're great. And so I don't need to validate what I think about us by what you think about us. Follow me? Is that fair?
It's fair. It's well thought out. It's one of your better points in weeks here on the Mickey Piler Show. Truly hitting your stride at the right time as we run into this game tonight.
I catch myself talking like my pastor now in his sermons. Fair? He'll say, follow me?
Follow me.
Okay. You with me, Sue?
That was one of the things this summer. Everybody in Ireland, when they're talking to you, they go, right? Like, they'll finish their sentence and they go, right? Like, they want you to agree with them at every turn.
Hey.
It's great. Right?
I love that, man. Very good.
Elsewhere tonight, any sleeper picks for this evening in terms of players to watch, coaches to watch, anything like that jumps to the top of your head as I bring that particular topic up?
See,
the obvious one is the man on my shirt this morning.
Yeah, Hunter.
Mr. Hunter.
Right? I love the shirt.
I had to wear it. I had to wear it today of all days. Mm. I'm disappointed. I'm hoping you have it on underneath.
I don't.
Hoping you packed it for the trip.
I didn't.
Oh, boy.
But very good, though. Touche.
Oh, boy.
Very good.
Shout out, Chad. Thank you again, Chad.
Yeah, no doubt, Chad. I think that both these programs have recruited so well that any of these guys could stand up. Did you think that Smith would be the hero last year in the game? Did you think that going into the Georgia game, the national championship game, that Tua would be the guy? So, you know, going into games like this, it's hard to say who the guy could be. I think Irv Smith tonight for Alabama is going to be big.
I can't do another tight end against Clemson's defense.
Well,
I can't do that.
But how do you match up with him? I mean, Isaiah Simmons is going to have to play a huge game tonight for Clemson. But he's very capable of doing that.
2015, Zach barely survived that game, watching O.J. Howard run rampant.
Did 2015 hurt you more than 2017?
Yeah.
Not me.
Hurt him bad.
Not me.
Coming deep, man. Coming deep.
Nah, 2015, I was like, well, we're here, but we've arrived. This is going to be good. It's a nice little run. Last year kind of hurt your feelings a little bit. But looking back, and I told you, man, Clemson wasn't – that was a rebuild, and they made it to the college football playoff. They're the number one team in the country going to college football playoff.
22-year-old Zach did not take that well.
Well, you're maturing now, too.
Did not. Maturing. Like a fine wine.
Maturing.
Maturing.
I think 17 hurt worse. But like we said before, man, you lose in the college football playoff game, and it's like you can hurt. Georgia hurt last year because you're in overtime, and you had them second and 17 or whatever. But really, you know, if you know who hurts, like what? Lafayette or like Wisconsin had a bad year, or Florida State has a bad year. Florida State hurts. You lose tonight, and that doesn't hurt. I mean, it hurts. But Florida State's is really, like, hurting. They're hemorrhaging. We're not hemorrhaging.
You mentioned – we're not hemorrhaging. You're correct. You mentioned these teams have recruited to an unbelievable depth on both sides of the ball. And there's players out there that could be, you know, not be talked about right now. And then they kind of jump in. We don't really foresee that happening. You mentioned Tua last year. I don't know if I can handle a game in which Chase Bryce comes in to this ball game and tries to win it for the Clemson Tigers.
Why not?
I don't know if I'm prepared for that. Emotionally, physically, mentally. I just don't know if I'm there.
Yeah. You've been trolled.
Oh, really?
Gary and
good morning.
He goes, this will come down to ACC athletes versus SEC athletes. There's no comparison in the league, and there'll be no comparison to two teams. Bama and SEC roll huge. SEC, SEC, SEC. Gary Greensboro says, roll, Tide, roll. Oh, you're a Gamecock, you loser. Also,
it's okay. Mickey's already wrote down your number, and we're going to text you tomorrow morning.
But also, you mean Clemson's playing Vanderbilt athletes tonight? And Missouri athletes?
And Kentucky athletes?
And South Carolina athletes? Hey, by the way,
Gary. I don't care about those teams.
Hey, by the way, Gary, I know one thing. The Bunk Bowl came down to ACC athletes versus SEC athletes. You got beat 28-0. You got punked by Virginia. You got beat by Virginia 28-0, and you're chirping.
That's all right. We don't need to worry about anything that fan base has to say this morning. Because at the end of the day,
you're the biggest loser in the world. You pull for a conference because your team sucks so bad. You got to pull for 13 other ones.
We don't need to spend this time on Gary and Greensboro. At the end of the day, Clemson is playing on January the 7th in the last football game of the season.
Yeah. And you got beat by Virginia 28-0.
And they're the one that matters, man.
Yeah. Loser. All right. I enjoyed segment two.
Just a precursor for the rest of the show.
Yeah. One of the great texts this morning. Buddy Gore's son sent us a text. It's his dad's 73rd birthday.
Oh, happy birthday.
And he says, great things come tonight because of this. I said, Buddy Gore, he was 1967 ACC Player of the Year here. And I said, and the old thing was 44 Buddy Gore. And I said, 44-73. And he takes out, yeah, he's 9 handicap. I went, yeah, because he steps on the first tee. And then that foursome, he's the only ACC player of the year. So good stuff there. Well, happy 73rd to 44. Very nice. We're going to take a short break, Mr. Or24. I enjoyed segment number two. Are you looking forward to segment 7, 8, and 9 today?
Yes.
Kelly Graham and DJ K Graham?
Yeah, it's going to be a great time. It'll be fun to get Kelly up and at him a little bit earlier than she's used to. And get her ready for the national championship today.
Yeah. All right. I do want to tell you about Engineered Sleep and EngineeredSleep.com. Here's something very, very important. I'm having lunch with Jay and Davis Waters on Thursday. Hopefully talking about a national championship. Went out of that. But if you work at Michelin, if you work at ScanSource, if you work at Greenville Hospital Systems or with Bond Secure St. Francis, where we're going to be next month. Getting introduced and Drake in the world. Looking forward to that. Then you get employee discounts and these awesome discounts. If you tell them you heard about it here, you get WCCP discounts at Engineered Sleep. Get a mattress made specifically for you. You're going to love your mattress. These are awesome mattresses. They partner with these companies. It's a really cool deal to work through there. You're going to love your new mattress like we loved ours. It is our wonderful friends over at Engineered Sleep. They're off of Congaree Road. Hey, for your online users, most of their stuff done online. And so you can tell them you want a little firm, a little soft, whatever, and then they'll make it right for you for sure. But check them out online. It's Engineered Sleep, engineeredsleep.com. I got to tell you, man, I'm looking forward to going to California, but I can't wait to get back and get my bed and sleep great. We slept great all weekend, as we always do. It's Engineered Sleep, engineeredsleep.com. It's one of the best decisions we've ever made. One of the best products I've ever been in. You're going to love Engineered Sleep. A break. We'll come back. We'll open up phone lines. We want to hear from you in a national championship edition of the Mickey Poller Show.
The Tigers hit the road again as they travel to Syracuse to take on the Orange at the Carrier Dome in another tough ACC matchup. This Wednesday with pregame starting at 7:30 for an 8 p.m. first tip right here on the Clemson Tigers Network.
Pitch every basketball game this season from first tip to last buzzer right here on the flagship station for Clemson Athletics, WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Get ready. It's time. Time for the South Carolina International Auto Show, January 11th through the 13th at the Greenville Convention Center. See hundreds of the hottest new cars, trucks, SUVs, luxury vehicles, and more, all in a non-selling environment. Test drive vehicles right at the show. You can't do that online. Kids even have their own test drive area, courtesy of Citgo, our official fuel sponsor. It's the South Carolina International Auto Show, the 11th through the 13th. Discounts available at the UPS store, Spinks, or go to SouthCarolinaAutoShow.com.
Relax. We're all in with our Founders Federal Credit Union Clemson debit card. If you bleed orange and purple and want to show your team spirit, get your Founders Clemson debit card. Visit our Clemson office to get your debit card today or call 1-800-845-1614 to order your card and have it shipped directly to you. Visit relaxjoinfounders.com to see if you qualify for membership. Go Tigers! Founders is proud to be a sponsor of Clemson University. Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA and a proud partner of Clemson Tigers.
Hey, Tiger fans, this is Taj Boyd with an update on Lakeside Lodge Clemson, Clemson's first condo hotel. Now under construction, Lakeside Lodge offers 1, 2, and 3-bedroom condos starting from the mid-200s. You can use it whenever you want and rent it when you're away. It's that easy. With top-notch amenities like housekeeping, food and beverage services, and lake access, Lakeside Lodge will provide the ultimate Clemson experience. Hurry, because these condos are selling fast. Come see me at our sales office at 906 Tiger Boulevard next to Ruby Tuesday.
Join Walt Deptula's Road Rage at Twin Peaks this Thursday for some awesome food, drinks, and of course the scenic views. Get sports delivered to you like only Walt can do. And enjoy the cold beer and the HD TVs live this Thursday at Twin Peaks on Woodruff Road.
Since 1941, Clemson University has made homemade Clemson blue cheese. It's aged for more than 120 days and comes in hoops, wheels, dressing, and crumbles. You'll agree, it's guaranteed to be a big winner at your national championship game party. Find it at most Upstate Ingles, select Bilo's, and specialty food stores across the Carolinas. Ask for it by name or order online at clemsonbluecheese.com. A cookbook and tailgate party packs are also available. Clemson Blue Cheese, go Tigers!
Weather is changing. Get your vehicle ready for rain, ice, and snow with a new set of Yokohama tires from R&R Tire Express. It's easy. $20 gets you started with R&R Tire Express's Everyone's Approved 6-month Same as Cash program. Yokohama's durable technology keeps you safe on the road with all different road conditions. And at R&R, installation, flat repair, and roadside assistance, a $300 value, is absolutely free. Yokohama tires, just $20 with R&R's 6-month Same as Cash. Greenville, Spartanburg, Anderson. RNRTires.com.
Never know how!
When there's no place to charge your dead phone, withdrawals start. Withdrawals from tweeting, checking email, and watching how-to videos. So keep it charged with a portable power supply for $14.99 at NAPA. For $14.99, this portable power supply charges any USB-powered device, preventing you from living in a world where you can't post selfies of you with your truck. That's NAPA know-how. At participating NAPA Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Offer expires 5/31/16.
It's always a good time to look and feel good. At Roosters Men's Grooming Center, you can count on a team that will make you feel your absolute best. The many services provided will keep you coming back for more. Come by for anything from a close shave and professional haircut to a 7-step facial shave. Fellas, treat yourself. You deserve it. Don't have enough time on your hands for the full service? Ask us about our express cut. Call 864-884-8920 to make your appointment.
Men, are you tired of those daily blue enhancement pills that take days, weeks, or months to work, if they ever work at all? Listen up. Now you can take Red, the new natural male empowerment pill that works on demand. Even your partner will notice the difference the very first time you use it. To prove Red won't disappoint like the others, you're invited to participate in our nationwide I Take Red Partner Reaction Guarantee Trial. We're seeking participants for this nationwide trial, not only to prove it works the very first time you try it, we guarantee your partner will also notice the difference. Forget those slow-acting blue pills and join those who proudly take Red. Over 50,000 pills have already been claimed and supplies are limited. So to ensure your participation in this free nationwide trial, you must call now.
Superior Virility on Demand. You only need to take Red once to see what all the fuss is about. Call immediately to participate in our free nationwide trial. Call 800-506-2734. 800-506-2734. Be one of thousands to proudly say, I take Red. 800-506-2734.
Wake up.
The Mickey Plyler Show.
On 105.5 The Roar.
Well, butter my butt and call me a biscuit.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Sunshine, she's here. You can take a break. I'm a hot air balloon that could go to space.
Hey, our friends at Canty want to help you, and it's really a free, no-obligation phone call. Call them today, C-A-N-T-E-Y, CantyCanFixIt.com. They have the quality products, the proven services, the professional experience to permanently repair any foundation problem you might have. For a free quote on how to fix your cracks or let them fix your cracks or in your brick or mortar, any tilting chimneys, any sloping floors, any doors or windows that become stuck or jammed, you might have foundation issues. You don't want this. What you'd rather say going out of it is that a no-obligation deal, they come in and they take care of business, And it is our wonderful friends there at Canty, C-A-N-T-E-Y, Canty, canfixit.com. Hey, before I get to the phone calls here, Zach, you mentioned some defensive players at Clemson and how they had to play. The one player that I went back and watched the Notre Dame and Clemson game on Friday. And we have a Notre Dame guy saying, texting already saying, man, thanks for not chirping at us today. We appreciate that. Well, we don't do that, but
I do. I'm not above that.
I am above that unless you chirp at me first and then I end it. A Gilman, the safety. My gracious, Zach, how many tackles did he make?
I don't know. I didn't notice. What did he finish with?
I'll try to find the stats. I think he broke the college football playoff record that was set by Raekwon McMillan against Clemson out in Arizona. Raekwon McMillan made every play that day. This cat made even more, I think, from what I can see. So I think he broke that record. Well, I'll get to that here in a second.
Oh, my goodness. He had 18 total tackles.
He had 18 tackles.
Eight solo, 18 total.
He was in on every play.
And two passes defended.
With that said, you don't want your safety leading your team in tackles. You want your linebackers. Or better yet, you want your defensive lineman leading your team in tackles. Let's get to our phone line, 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Joe is in our nation's capital on our Northern Communications phone line. Good morning, Joe. How you doing?
Good morning, Mickey and Zach. How y'all doing, man?
We couldn't be better, buddy. We could not be better. Hope you are, too.
I'm excited. It's time to knock the bully out again. Everyone is picking Alabama to win, and I can't wait till tonight. My only concern, because Zach already brought up the Chase Bryce, I don't want to see Chase Bryce. I don't want to see him. I'm hoping I don't see him. But my only concern is we're going to throw the first punch. We are typically a slow starting team for whatever reason. It's like we got to fill them out, and we can't afford to be down 14-0, 10-0, 17-0 to Bama. We got to throw the first punch. Tony Elliott has to come out and let Trevor Lawrence do what he do. There's no more games after this. There's no repeat game. This is it. Throw the first punch and continue to throw the punches. Because we normally start slow. We normally do. And with this team, by them having Tua, and they can throw the ball a whole lot better than what Jalen Hurt used to do, we definitely got to score when it's there. And we can't afford to lay back, man.
I agree. And if there's one thing – now, remember this, though. Well, let me say a point. One thing you can't do tonight, Alabama is a fast-starting team. They blitz Kriege right out of the gates. With that said, Clemson has been a slow-starting team. And, again, part of that is Trevor takes a little bit of time to get comfortable as a true freshman, and Tony Elliott is known for adjustments rather than the initial game plan. So I get that. But remember this. Alabama jumped out in 15. Alabama jumped out to 14-0 lead when Clemson beat them. Remember that? Scarborough had two touchdowns before Clemson scored in Tampa. And then, obviously, last year they jumped out. So, Alabama has been the team out of the gate in these three. I think the first quarter, if Clemson needs to keep it close in the first quarter of this time and not get two scores down early.
Well, I mean, it's more of a potent offense because of Tua. Those Alabama teams were just running the ball. And every now and then, you had O.J. Howard kill us the first year we played. I don't know why we couldn't find him on the field. For some odd reason, this passing attack is very potent, and you don't want to put Venable scrambling around. And we think we're going to see a South Carolina game where these guys run all over the field. They can't get no rest because we 3-and-out. We got to throw the first punch, be a little more aggressive to want to put some points on the board instead of just waiting because there's no more games. The coaching staff has to come through and do their job. They have to. That's just the bottom line. I trust them. I'm not doubting the coaching staff, but they have to come through and push the right buttons to put these young men in the position to succeed tonight.
Totally agree with that one. You can't You can't win the game in the first quarter if you're Clemson, but you might could lose it in the first quarter.
Right. Yeah, I mean, honestly. I mean, we're not worried about the physical matchup with Alabama because we played them. So I'm not worried about the physical matchup. They keep talking about the Williams guy, and I'm not concerned about all of that. I just want us to just meet the bully and punch the bully. That's all I want.
Well,
I consider the Buster Douglas analogy.
Yeah.
You know, everybody thought Buster Douglas was going to get knocked down. Before you know it, he's still in the fight. And before you know it, Mike Tyson on the mat. Gone.
Well, I will tell you this. In the first two, now last year was not a, you know, last year was not a good deal there. But in the first two, Clemson outgained Alabama over 1,000. Had 1,061 yards against a little more than 800 yards. Clemson had 62 first downs in the first two compared to 34 for Alabama. Clemson out first down 31-18 and 31-16. Clemson outrushed Alabama in the first one. 145 to 138 got beat, and then had over 400 yards passing in each of the two games, the first two. So, I mean, they stood toe-to-toe, and again, that was a five-point Alabama win and a four-point Clemson win. So those were standing toe-to-toe. Last year was a different game. Last year was a completely different circumstances. That last year was field position, and then Clemson's lack of balance on offense certainly allowed them to tee off. But Clemson hit the bully in the mouth in those first two games, no doubt.
Yeah, and I think we're going to do it tonight. I want you to have a safe trip out and back, and we'll be celebrating tomorrow morning.
I hope so, Joe. I hope so. Hey, man, enjoy the game. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning early.
All right, buddy. Bye-bye. Right.
See you, buddy. He makes a good point. Buster Douglas stood up to Mike Tyson. Don't you think in those first two games by outgaining him, hit him in the mouth and come back, I mean, those were – epic games, 5-point loss, 4-point win. He did all he could do in that one. Last year was not the case. Last year was a little different deal. Boogie is in Columbia, South Carolina. Good morning, Boogie. How you doing?
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, Mickey, I got a point to make, but can I vent for just a minute before I get to that point?
Yeah, sure do.
Hey, man, one thing that really gets under my skin and heats me up, Mr. Orr, is a Gamecock fan who's done lost everything this year, and now they want to claim SEC and Roll Tide Roll. That really gets under my skin. They ought to make them guys get in the octagon with me for 1 5-minute round if they holler SEC or a Roll Tide Roll. And that really heats me up. While we at it, we can throw Coy Miller in there and Kevin Hendricks. I'd love to get a hold of them one time in their loudmouth Gamecock. I'm telling you, that just heats me up. And so now I've got it out of my system. So, hey, I got you back, brother. Let them troll all they want.
That's fine. That's just weak. Let them be weak.
But look here. Here's my point for the night. I just got a hunch, man, that our offensive line is going to match their effort on defense and really play well. I think our defensive line is really going to show why they came back. I really believe they came back to play Alabama. Just so happens it's in this game. But I think they played lots out together as like they have not all year. I think they even put a better effort together than what they did against Notre Dame. And I think those two factors are going to be really big for Clemson. But there's two players that I really just got a big hunch. And Mickey, I used to be an investigator, and every case I ever solved started with a hunch. And I got a big hunch tonight that player number one, Hunter Renfrow, is going to play out of his mind. I just think that last year they kind of game planned for him. He didn't really do a whole lot because, like you said, the lack of balance on offense we had. And I just think it's his last hoorah. I think he really comes back to haunt these guys or not. But player number two is one that we don't talk about a lot. And I think that's Adam Choice. I think he really puts his stamp on his Clemson experience tonight. I think his running style is more suitable to go up against the Alabama. And I think with his big, tough runs against him, I think that we're mixing him out with ETN. I think that's going to allow ETN some big runs. I just think these two seniors are going to play out of their mind tonight, and I think that's going to lead Clemson to about a 9 or 10-point win. I don't even think it's going to be as close as people say I think they score late to make the cut at the like nine.
I would love that to be the case, Boogie. I appreciate the phone call, man. Looking forward to talking to you tomorrow. I got to get top of the hour, man. But thanks an awful lot. Have a great day down there, and we'll talk to you tomorrow for sure.
All right, buddy.
All right, man. That's a good friend, Boogie. Hey, Granger Nissan of Anderson. Go by and see them. Proud partners of the Clemson Tigers, home of a lifetime powertrain warranty at Granger Nissan right now. Hey, they went down a little bit for only 451. That's right, only 451 vehicles on their two lots right now. Go by 3510 Clemson Boulevard. Call them at 324-0650. It's my wonderful friends at Granger Nissan of Anderson. Get in touch with them. They'd love to call you. Love for you to call them and come on, see them and schedule an appointment. Talk about your brand new car. They'd love to help you out. It's Granger Nissan of Anderson.com. When we come back, Josh Williams joins us talking a little Vegas in hour number two after this.
Keeping our goal line safe in the Priority One Security Studios.
Make some news.
We are WCCP, Clemson, Greenville, 105.5, The Roar. Join Walt Deptula's Road Rage at Twin Peaks this Thursday for some awesome food, drinks, and of course the scenic views. Get sports delivered to you like only Walt can do. And enjoy the cold beer and the HD TVs live this Thursday at Twin Peaks on Woodruff Road.
When it's time to replace your roof, there are so many things to consider, from the type of roof you have to the many types and styles of shingles. Gilstrap Roofing understands how each part of our roofing system works together to give you a beautiful and watertight barrier. Don't trust the one thing that really protects your home to just anyone. Gilstrap Roofing has been covering the upstate for four generations. Proven, experienced roofers for your home or business. Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
A Southern classic for nearly 80 years, Clemson Blue Cheese, made right on campus, is the MVP of your championship game party. It's aged more than 4 months and available in hoops, wheels, dressing, and crumbles, with each hoop scraped and packaged by hand. Made with unhomogenized milk, Clemson Blue Cheese is nostalgic, when a thick layer of cream rose to the top of every bottle. Find it at most upstate Ingles, select Bilos, and specialty food stores in the Carolinas, or order online at clemsonbluecheese.com.
Men, are you tired of those daily blue enhancement pills that take days, weeks, or months to work, if they ever work at all? Listen up. Now you can take Red, the new natural male empowerment pill that works on demand. Even your partner will notice the difference the very first time you use it. To prove Red won't disappoint like the others, you're invited to participate in our nationwide I Take Red Partner Reaction Guarantee Trial. We're seeking participants for this nationwide trial, not only to prove it works the very first time you try it. We guarantee your partner will also notice the difference. Forget those slow-acting blue pills and join those who proudly take Red. Over 50,000 pills have already been claimed and supplies are limited. So to ensure your participation in this free nationwide trial, you must call now.
Superior Virility on Demand. You only need to take Red once to see what all the fuss is about. Call immediately to participate in our free nationwide trial. Call 800-506-2734. 800-506-2734. Be one of thousands to proudly say, I take Red. 800-506-2734.
The new year is here, and it's time to get ready for Seneca's Half Marathon and 5K, brought to you exclusively by Henry Ramirez and his staff at Upstate Medical Associates. It's coming up on March the 16th at 8 o'clock for the 5K start, then 8:15 the Half Marathon gets started. It's going to be a lot of fun. We've got a great t-shirt this year we're giving away, plus we've got the sleeves, we've got the buffs, we've got the towel, we've got a great medal just for finishing the Half Marathon, plus it's going to be a lot of fun too. Hey, go ahead and sign up. Swing by City Hall or go by the Shavers Recreation Complex and pick up an application right there. $25 for the 5K and $50 for the half marathon. We got 313 Cafe going to be out there with the post party once you finish the 5K and the half marathon. And of course, Core 24 is right there to kind of root you along. Bradley's Jewelers is involved with a nice prize to give away. And Julian Davis will be there to kick everything off. It's going to be a fun day, March the 16th. Go ahead, strike it off your bucket list. Get your resolution for Seneca's Half Marathon and 5K, brought to you by Upstate Medical Associates, Henry Ramirez and his gang.
Now that the cold weather is here, Craft Stove Store and Patio is ready for the winter with over 20 burning displays of vented and vent-free gas logs. Vent-free logs will heat for just pennies an hour and keep you warm and cozy even during a power failure. Craft Stove Store and Patio also features the new Radiant Heating Vented Gas Logs that have a real fire look and give radiant warm heat. Craft Stove Store and Patio, 3002 Wade Hampton Boulevard, Taylors.
Craft Stove Store and Patio.
Be
sure to join Walt Abdullah this Friday, January 11th at the TD Convention Center from 3 until 7 p.m. for the South Carolina International Auto Show. With more than 250 vehicles on display, come on out and enjoy Walt Live January 11th at the TD Convention Center.
All the sports from last night and everything you need going into today.
Coming through loud and clear.
It's the Mickey Flyler Show. Now back to Mickey and Zach.